Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, 18th of September, heading right along here for October and Halloween. Following that, Christmas coming up. Year is just going so fast. And when I look at the biggest news stories in America this weekend, it wasn't necessarily today. I've been compiling news stories all weekend long. And when I look at the biggest news stories in America, here's what I come up with. So it's a very interesting collection. Story number one, which has just really become the biggest story in America out of the blue, because it came out a month ago, was here in Las Vegas, where I live, where this show emanates from, a retired police chief, Andreas Probst. I'm sorry, I'm just coughing a little bit because I drank water right before the show started, and I swallowed as my board op Chris said, let's go, and I swallowed the wrong way. Anyway, Las Vegas was the site of a guy named Andreas Probst, who was a retired police chief, 64 years old, who was bicycling in the morning, as he does every single morning to keep in shape. And two young guys decided for fun to run him down. And this happened a month ago. And it never became a huge story until over the weekend, when the UK Daily Mail, I think they were the first, but it's possible someone else was the first, but the UK Daily Mail ran the video from inside the car where these young punks actually wanted to videotape them running over this 64-year-old man. A retired police chief is murdered by laughing 17-year-olds while on his morning bike ride, and it just exploded onto the scene as the biggest news story in America over the weekend. Only at conservative sites, of course, as I said on my social media, to white lives matter. Here's a white guy that's run over, and again, I don't know what these kids were in the car. I've heard some say that they were black, you know, African-American youth. I've heard some say they were not black. Does it really matter? Either way, the guy who got killed is white, and nobody cared for an entire month. And I just want to know if two teens, for fun, ran over a black man, let alone a 64-year-old retired police chief, would that have not been the biggest news story in America? Would it not have been the lead story on every news? Would that not have led to rioting across the country? Would not the country be burning down right now? What if two white youths decided for fun to run over a black man? If he was a homeless black man, it would still lead to rioting across the country and looting across the country and burning, torching across the country. But a white man gets killed, intentionally murdered, run down. And again, I'm saying I don't know if they were black or not. I've heard they were black. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But either way, the end result is a white man is dead and nobody cares. Do white lives matter? That's the question you got to ask. Because white people get killed every day and there's no nationwide looting or burning or rioting. But anytime a black man gets killed by a white person, it's looting and burning and rioting. But there's no looting and burning and rioting when a black person gets killed by a black person, because that happens 100 times a day in every big city in America, including Las Vegas. Every crime, black on black, black on black, black on black, black on black. Nobody cares. BLM doesn't care. Sharpton doesn't care. Jesse Jackson, well, he's cut out of it. Jesse Jackson, I don't even know if he's alive anymore, but you never hear a word from him. He may be laying somewhere, you know, in his deathbed. I have no idea. He may just not have a voice anymore. He may be so old. He may have dementia. I don't know. But Jesse Jackson kind of disappeared off the scene. But if Jesse was alive and well, and a black man got run over by two white kids, it would be the biggest news story in America. And the whole nation would be weeping what a racist nation is, that black lives don't matter. And that black lives aren't worth anything. And the media doesn't care. So the media didn't seem to care here. So do white lives matter? Again, I'm not saying black people ran over a white man. I'm saying someone ran over a white man, and no one seemed to care. It wasn't the biggest news story in America until I think the UK Daily Mail broke the story and put the video out that showed them laughing and thinking it was a joke to run over this white man. I know in the video they called the white man the N-word. Let's run over this N, you know what. So it made me believe it was a black-on-white crime. I don't know if it was or not. I just don't know if the people driving that car were black. I know they were teens. That I know. And I know a white man died, so you can ask, do white lives matter? The second big news story of the weekend is that, and this is just so unbelievable, there was a person here in Vegas. I never met her or him or it or whatever it is, but I heard about them. They were trying to get involved in Republican politics, and they were transgender of some kind. Very strange story. And this transgender person butted into Republican politics and tried to run for office against a couple of prominent Republicans here, and then eventually tried to destroy the campaign of a Republican running for attorney general. And this transgender person, or whatever it is, because I've heard they're not really even transgender, because it's really a man who decided he was a woman and became a cross-dresser and still has a penis. That's my understanding. Again, I'll say allegedly, I'm being careful, it's my show, it's an opinion show, and it's just my opinion. But what I heard is that it's a man who acts like a woman who still has a penis, but who's a cross-dresser. That's not even a transgender, is it? There's definitely a transgender and a cross-dresser, isn't there? A transgender has had the surgery and the hormones, and their penis has been replaced by a vagina, and the man's a woman now. That's not the case with this one, is my understanding. It's my opinion. I've heard it from others. Let's be careful what I say, right? But this transgender or cross-dresser or it left Las Vegas, so strange, and went to Ukraine and decided to become a reporter during the war in Ukraine. And the next thing I know, I saw an article that this it wasn't a reporter anymore. It had taken up arms and decided to be a fighter. Then I heard a story that it got injured and wounded in the battle in Ukraine, in the war in Ukraine. And finally, this weekend, a United States Senator, J.D. Vance of Ohio, made a demand of the Biden administration to reveal if the American transgender spokesman for the Ukraine military has U.S. intelligence ties. And I decided to read the article, and I saw the picture, and I said, oh my God, that's the Las Vegas cross-dressing transgender. She's now the spokesman for the Ukrainian military. You gotta be joking. Her name is Sarah Ashton Cirillo. They describe her as a transgender individual claiming to be the spokesman for the Ukrainian military. And J.D. Vance has written to top Biden administration officials demanding the White House reveal if this Sarah Ashton Cirillo has ties to the American intelligence services and if U.S. funds are currently subsidizing Ashton Cirillo's apparent role in Ukraine as the military spokesman, who went viral vowing that Russian propagandists will be hunted down. So now you have people that don't know if they have a vagina or a penis, that aren't sure if they're a man or a woman, who cross-dress, who might very well be on dangerous drugs, like hormonal drugs, to change their sex. It's a man wearing a wig, and he's the national spokesman for the Ukraine military. He's a Vegas cross-dresser. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! I'm gonna vomit! I just can't take it. It gives new meaning to the word deep state, doesn't it? It's like a new movie. You know, Debbie does Zelensky. Oh, my God. The deep state does Zelensky. Zelensky goes deep, deep. I can think of it. It writes itself. The porn titles write itself by the minute. Zelensky goes deep with transgender. It's so bizarre. You know, but you know what? I shouldn't think it's bizarre because it's the United States today, isn't it? I mean, I'm not so sure if we got in a war with China or Russia or both, if we wouldn't have a transgender spokesman representing the United States military named by the Biden administration. Why not? You know, Debbie Does Dallas is the new spokesman for the United States military. Well, it goes perfectly hand in hand with the girl in Virginia, the gal in Virginia, running for Virginia Senate. Have you heard this one? She's running for the Virginia Senate, and she did porn movies with her husband. Not a long time ago. Now, as she's running, she's having sex on camera with her husband and vowing to take on many other men, even though she says her husband doesn't want her to do that. And she says it's all about tips. Give me a big tip, and I'll do A, I'll do B, I'll do C. Give me a big tip, and I'll take on three other guys beside my husband. That's what my understanding is she's saying. And she's running for state senate in Virginia, and she's a Democrat. And she's complaining now that she's been outed by those mean, nasty, sexist Republicans who don't want women to have freedom of their own bodies. This is how someone acts when they've been outed as being a sex addict and a pornographer. It's unbelievable. Who wants tips for sex? She says she'll do specific acts if you give her money. That makes her a prostitute running for state senate in Virginia, which is perfect because every senator in the entire U.S. Senate on the Democrat side is a prostitute. They're all prostitutes. They're all owned by China and Pfizer. Oh, my God, what a country we're living in. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores.
50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off.
But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Roots on Fire. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I got great news and I got bad news for you. The bad news is we're all vaccinated now. 70% or more of Americans took the COVID vax. Your friends, coworkers, maybe your spouse, parents, children. And we all know from doctors and scientific literature, they're shedding spike proteins onto you. Which means whether you took the jab or not, we've all been contaminated. And now they're putting mRNA in our food supply. Like it or not, we're all vaxxed or all going to be vaxxed. The great news is there is a solution. Patent pending NoCovidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending NoCovidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them forever naturally. It turns your body into a spike protein eating machine like Pac-Man. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Just say war for Wayne Allyn-Root, and you'll get two bottles of patent-pending NoCovidium for the price of one. Pay for one bottle and get the second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. Turn your body into a spike protein eating machine at SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. And then I always have to say these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always got to put that disclaimer on. Crazy world that we live in, right? And speaking of crazy world that we live in, so I was talking about that transgender cross-dressing weird person that's now the spokesman for the Ukraine military, and I'm sure within 24 hours there will be a denial by Ukraine that this person is their spokesman and you'll never hear from her again or it again or they again or he again, whatever the hell it is. You'll never hear from it again because Zelensky will realize that he's going to get no funding from the Republican Party now that he lets a transgender be his spokesman. And the whole world is mocking him and laughing at him, and he'll suddenly back down, because that's what they do when they, you know, when they get exposed under light. They're like cockroaches. They go running for the corners. So probably he'll deny it ever happened, but you and I both know it did happen. And then if I'm going to talk about someone who's a liberal on the Democrat side as a cross-dressing, transgender, gender-bending weirdo, then I've also got to talk, and I'll say alleged, I've also got to talk about Lauren Boebert. Am I pronouncing that last name right? Boebert? She's the congresswoman from Colorado, ultra-conservative. But I always thought strange, and she was in some, you know, theater the other day, and gave some public display that was like she was in a porn movie, not to mention she was high on pot, and she was vaping. Well, I don't know, maybe it wasn't pot. What do you call vaping? She was vaping, but vaping what? I assume pot, because she acted like she was under the influence of something. Very strange public display of weirdness that puts embarrassment on the entire Republican Party and makes us all look like nut jobs. So I just want to say, Lauren Boebert, get the hell out of Congress. You're a weirdo. So, see, I'm an equal opportunity offender. When I see it, I call it. And I'm telling you, it's weird. What you do in your bedroom is really none of anyone's business, even if you're a congressman. But if you do it in the middle of a theater and you're a congressperson, that's weird. That's strange. It's bad enough if you do it in your bedroom and it's weird, but to, you know, to grab a guy and to have him play with your, I think he was touching her breasts in the middle of the theater while she was screaming and laughing and acting like a person on drugs, whether she was doing pot or any other drug, I don't know, but she sure acted like a person on drugs, brings great disfavor and dishonor upon the entire Republican Party. So Lauren Boebert, as well as Ashley, whatever your name is, Cirillo, whatever your name is, transgender, cross-dressing, head of the Ukrainian military... It's all too much. It's like that woman, Rachel Levine, who's in second in command of Health and Human Services, and yet she's the most unattractive man that ever lived, wearing a wig and high heels and a dress. And she used to go to French embassy meetings with that other winner who was number two at energy policy, Sam Brittain, another transgender, cross-dressing, cross-bended. I don't even know what to say about these people anymore. They don't belong in any positions of power or authority. Let me just tell you what all Americans think. Wayne Root is going to now be the spokesman for all Americans, at least those who have common sense and are Republican or independent, maybe not Democrats. You can be as gay as you want to be. You can be as transgender as you want to be. You can be as cross-dressing as you want to be in your bedroom. But once you do it in public, you can't be an official representing the United States or representing the military of the United States or the military of Ukraine, for that matter. It's just bizarre. It's just weird. Nobody believes it's true. They all think it's a Saturday Night Live skit. They all think you're weird or a weirdo and you're doing weird things. And nobody wants you representing us. Okay? Can I just be honest? I'm the only guy in America who tells the truth. You guys seem weird. You are weird. We think you're weird. We can't even look at you without laughing or wanting to vomit, or both. So stop putting them in positions of power. They don't belong in positions of power where their strange male face wearing a wig is seen by the entire world. So they all know our country's run by misfits, weirdos, and I don't even know what else to say. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Hunter Biden, son of President Biden, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS, claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. The action was initiated in federal court in Washington, D.C. Monday, shortly after Hunter Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them when they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The Americans are now on a plane on their way back to the United States. Elon Musk is suggesting the implementation of a subscription fee for all users of his ex social media platform. According to Bloomberg, Musk informed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that X will be transitioning to a modest monthly payment. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
on fire. Wayne Allyn Root is here. Before I get to our guest, before I get to our sponsor, I want to mention with like one line each three giant news stories I never got to that are huge. Number one, the Air Force seeks help from the public in finding a missing F-35 jet lost over South Carolina after the pilot ejected. Now, things have gone so bad that our government and our military doesn't know where a jet is that got lost in the United States. How does a jet get lost? Don't they have, like, some sort of tracking device on the jet? And they're going to ask the public, you think I know where it is? Number two, Moderna stock plunges after Pfizer sees just 24% of Americans seeking COVID boosters. I'll get to that one later in the show. And 1,500 migrants cross into Texas border town in 6 hours. Our country is under attack. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Score Blue, our newest sponsor. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this, because listen, if things are going to hell, you might as well get laid. It's the new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it. Only ScoreBlue. You see lots of, Viagra advertised on TV, and you hear it on radio, and you see it online. It's all BS, because it turns out it's the cheap, lower-level, weak, ineffective, generic Viagra. This is the only authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula, exact same everything, except, of course, the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, and you score for 20% less by mentioning WAR. Scoreblue.com, because even conservatives like to score. All right, so we are back with our guest, Chris Wright. He's a warrant officer flying the Longbow Apache and Black Hawk helicopters in the Army National Guard and the U.S. Army Reserves. He is an AI entrepreneur as an artificial intelligence, and he started the Artificial Intelligence Trust Council. You can find him at theaitc.com, as in the Artificial Intelligence Trust Council.com, the AITC.com. Chris Wright, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you, Chris?
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, good to be on with you.
So you've witnessed where this AI technology is headed and who's pushing for its rapid implementation. Please explain to us. I need this as much as my audience, Chris, because I don't understand where AI is going or what's so great about it, and I don't think it should be replacing the jobs of every live human being in America. What are people going to do to work for a living? They're not going to have any jobs because jobs will all be taken by AI. So I don't know where this is leading, but I can't think anywhere good. But go ahead. Fill me in. Educate me.
Yeah, no, this issue, you know, it's interesting. I got into this, you know, coming from the drone warfare background. You know, I saw a lot of combat in, you know, Afghanistan, and, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff, and, you know, I see where the drone warfare capabilities of these AI systems are going. And that is definitely something to be highly, aware of. And honestly, you know, I'm working with, you know, different people from, you know, worldwide. We're trying to create a coalition of service members, veterans, that see the drone, the downside impact of this drone warfare future that we have ahead of us. You listen to a lot of different leaders in the space, in the tech space. You know, for example, Noah Yuval Harari, you know, as a member of the World Economic Forum, he mocks people that make fun of Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It's like, okay, you know, you can mock that, but at the same time, they're not telling you the reality of what's actually happening with this technology. You know, a lot of people don't know that the first AI algorithm kills were conducted in Libya, 2 years ago. So, there's a rebel force there that took over after Gaddafi, and they're using a drone called the Kargu 2, Turkish-made drone that kills by algorithm. And so one of the techniques of that is, it's called FFF. So it's fire, forget, and find. I'm used to, fire and forget missiles. You know, we have a radar guided missile on the Longbow Apache, and you launch it and you just forget about it because it's you selected the target and then the missile picks up the rest. forget about them, but the munitions, the drone in this case, actually is the is making the kill decision on the battlefield. And so that is currently underway. So, you know, all of us grew up and, you know, some of us didn't like math very much, but now we have a pretty big reason not to like math, because these devices are killing through algorithms.
It's interesting because I'm not a fan of AI. I don't know where it's headed. It scares the hell out of me. But one of the good things it could do is if it would replace young men and women dying on the battlefield, they're losing their arms and legs on the battlefield. If we could have wars where everything is AI and everything is a bunch of AI robots and a bunch of AI drones, then maybe you don't have to send our sons and daughters to die on a battlefield. Is that a good potential future application for AI?
Yeah, and that's honestly where it's going. You know, so there's devices that exist today that, you know, you can airdrop these devices into locations, and basically they're, you can 3D print, you know, hundreds of AI drones. And so these devices will sit silently in a location, you know, in a territory for, you know, months at a time. And then the AI will then decide how it is going to execute its objectives. And so, you know, from a command and control perspective, you know, this AI is very brilliant. I mean, it's smarter than any human. It's faster, thinks faster, collects intelligence faster, and it basically can dominate a whole, you know, battle space autonomously. And it's the AI that's making the decisions to, you know, kill or not kill. So there's no human in the decision chain. And so, you know, I see that as a fundamental problem when we have the potential for, you know, the outdoors to become, you know, very inhospitable. And it's really due to the cheap cost of these tools. You can develop these things that's relatively inexpensive. You put facial recognition onto it. You know, and then before you know it, you've got some lethal tools that are just flying around making their own decisions. So, you know, yes, on one hand, you know, there is there's a human element, you know, to want to obviously, you know, you don't want to send troops out to a battlefield to get killed. But this is the future of warfare. And so a lot of people don't realize it, but, you know, the countermeasure for these AI systems is an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And so that is, you know, the future of where we're going. You know, and that's why you see a lot of
I'm jumping in, Chris, because you believe their goal is depopulation. I'm not sure what you're talking about here. AI's goal is, the people running AI's goal is depopulation? Why and how? In other words, they would use AI to kill the human race? How?
Yeah, so basically, it's something that, you know, coming, being an outsider, and, you know, going to Silicon Valley and talking to engineers and talking to, you know, senior people who are involved with AI. And then there's a question you can ask, and these guys, what I've found is that they are not pro-human, and that sounds really strange, but you can, you know, there was a conversation between Elon Musk and Larry Page where, Larry Page was saying, don't be speciesist. And then Elon Musk was like, what are you talking about? Okay, speciesist, like, well, what are you? You know, like, what is this whole speciesist thing? You know, but the concept, and I've seen it over and over, but the leadership who's driving big tech, they are hell bent on developing these systems with zero control code written into it, zero guardrails, zero regulation, you know, so there's no legal repercussions for the misuse of this AI. And you talk to them, and they will admit that, yes, there is a decent chance that this does wipe out humanity.
Great. You know, it's funny. I always say it reminds you of the movie Terminator. AI is like right out of the movie Terminator, and the robots are going to kill us all. And I guess that's what you're saying, right?
Well, it depends on who's in control of it, and it depends on how collectively today, you know, we step up and say, no, like, got it, geeks. Like, you're geeking out in the basement, and mom and dad are upstairs, you know, in the living room telling you, hey, it's time to turn the lights off and go to bed because you're going to, you know, burn down the building. But they're not listening. And so that's the whole thing with the open letter. You know, there was an open letter that a lot of you know, tech folks signed, and the whole concept behind the open letter was to, slow down the progress and take some time, 6 months, to write appropriate control code that would ultimately slow down the AI and slow down the sophistication of it. And so it gets into superintelligence and the ability for these systems to outthink us, outmaneuver us. So today we have an opportunity.
Hey, Chris, I'm interrupting because we're on the run. We're heading to an ad break. I want to get in a little plug for your AITC, your Artificial Intelligence Trust Council. The website is theaitc.com. In 30 seconds or so, tell us about your AI Leadership Summit. Where and when is it?
Yeah, so we've been having almost weekly calls, and so right now we have a GoFundMe set up. You can go to GoFundMe, and it's theaitc.com. So right now it's just been a handful of volunteers. So we've got about 1,000 members of the Trust Council currently, and it's mainly firefighters, EMTs, military veterans, commercial pilots, and also humanitarians. But we're pushing forward for appropriate and responsible regulation.
Chris, we're on the way out. It's theaitc.com, theaitc.com. We're on the run. Chris Wright, thank you. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable or at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the...
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know where the Air Force missing jet is? It's on the milk carton. Call that phone number on the milk carton. There's a missing F-35 jet lost over South Carolina, and the Air Force wants help from the public in figuring out where the missing jet is. I mean, it's like, do you know where this child is? He was abducted yesterday, right near a block from his mother, and no one knows who took him. You might as well put it on a milk carton. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Our country has lost a jet. If you don't know where the jet is, you're a moron. If the military doesn't know, they're morons. If the United States government doesn't know, they're morons. And if they have to ask you for help, and they think you know, you're a moron. You're a sheep if you actually think that you're supposed to know where a missing jet is. The American people are supposed to know where a missing jet is. Really. How bizarre. And don't say I didn't tell you, but, you know, Moderna stock plunges after Pfizer sees just 24% of Americans seeking COVID boosters. Nobody wants the booster. Speaking at the J.P. Morgan conference, Pfizer CFO David Denton said his company projected that just 24% of the U.S. population recommended to take the shots will decide to roll up their sleeves. Do you understand? Nobody wants the booster because they've seen everybody die around them and also all the strangers they don't know. They know there's something really wrong. They know it. All right, so I postponed mentioning the sponsor of the show till I got those two out. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to give you some examples of people who died over the weekend that, you know, again, I'm not their doctor. I can't state with certainty they died from the COVID vaccine. But it sure does seem very likely and suspicious and mysterious that people are dropping dead left and right at young ages. So let me mention the sponsor because they signed the front of the check and that's the reason you get to listen to my show for free. These are all great people. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash and silver gel on my face each night. And silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. 8 years now I've been on the air. 8 years I've been close to losing my voice pretty much every single day in the middle of my show because I've been talking all day since 5 or 6 in the morning at meetings and TV and radio interviews and 1,000 other things that I do. And by the time it gets to the show, I'm already tired and done for the day. And these silver lozenges keep me alive, keep my voice alive. They are amazing. The good folks down your life also appreciate how bad inflation is, and so they're offering my listeners a special 50% discount on their entire product line. 50% off. Visit AmioLife.com. Use it Every day I use that alkaline structured silver solution. I drink it all day long, especially anytime I'm out in public to make sure my immune system's strong and I don't get sick. I've been sick twice in 30 years, by the way. Visit AmioLife and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say ROOT50 and get 50% off. So, can you imagine nobody wants the COVID booster? What a surprise. Here's a great column. Apocalyptic catastrophe awaits. Leaked Pfizer data and death rates solidify Deagle's terrifying 2025 depopulation prediction. And to sum up this article, which I printed out, which is 53 pages long, I mean, I couldn't even fit this in my entire show. But to sum it up, lots and lots of people are dying, lots and lots of excess deaths, lots and lots of kids are dying, lots and lots of young people are dying, lots and lots of middle-aged people are dying. And Deagle, a global intelligence and consulting firm, recently gained attention for its startling prediction of a significant depopulation event by 2025. They made an estimate, and they said that there'd be so many less people in the world by 2025. It was shocking. Their 2025 forecast was predicted that the United Kingdom would see its population decline by 77.1% by 2025. Do you understand? That's only 2 years from now. It's actually only a year and a half from now. They predicted in 2020 that the United States would see its population decline by 68.5% by the year 2025. Germany would see its population decline by 65.1% by 2025. Australia would see its population decline by 34.6% by 2025. And then huge declines among all other Western countries. What do they all have in common? They all push the vaccine. And people just appear to be dying left and right. So I think these estimates are going to turn out to be probably in the neighborhood. If it's not 2025, certainly between 2025 and 2027, most of the populations of major countries are going to see a lot of dead people and a lot of crippled people and a lot of disabled people. And it all goes with the lead story of the day, and it's certainly in Washington. Democrat Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who's only 54 years old, is announcing that she is going to die, that she's got a horrible, aggressive form of Parkinson's disease. It's not just Parkinson's. They've changed the diagnosis to progressive supranuclear palsy. And so she's going to lose the ability to basically move her body very quickly. So she's going to leave Congress. She's got Parkinson's on steroids. I have a friend who is the healthiest guy in the world and a marathon runner and one of the great runners in the history of Nevada and won every award in the history of Nevada for winning every race. And he got Parkinson's after getting 3 COVID vaccines. I'm telling you, COVID vaccines cause many neurological diseases, including Parkinson's. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.